Welcome to Our Shoreline, Your Horizon, a podcast by Dan Casey, featuring business and economic development news from St. Clair County, Michigan. Stretch your horizons in the beautiful shoreline communities of St. Clair County, home to one of the nation's busiest international border crossings. Learn more at edascc.com.
Hello, I'm Dan Casey with the Economic Development Alliance of St. Clair County, Michigan, and welcome to the EDA's Our Shoreline, Your Horizon podcast, where we explore economic development trends, St. Clair County communities, and interesting companies. And today I'd like to welcome my guest, Allison Arnold, who's the director of the St. Clair County Library System. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
The St. Clair County Library System was the first formed in the state of Michigan, which I did not know that, and it's one of the earliest in the U.S. A lot has changed since then, obviously, especially in the last few years. There are now 11 branch locations spread across St. Clair County serving this community. Today, I'm going to ask you to talk about the library's importance to the region and in terms of the community and economic development resources that are available to businesses and people doing job searches. So are you ready to go?
I am. Let's do it.
Let's get into it. Why don't you start by just telling me a little bit of your background and how you got into the library?
Sure. I actually come from a long line of librarians. There are several in my family. My mother is one, and my brother was working with the American Library Association early on in his career. And I have an aunt who was the children's librarian here at St. Clair County Library System back in the 70s. I did not start out in libraries. I was actually an archaeology student. That's what my degree is in archaeology and anthropology. But as I was going through as a young person trying to decide what to do with my life, I realized that in doing my studies, I spent 90% of my time in the library, and I loved it. I grew up in Port Huron. I went to Port Huron schools. I went to Port Huron Northern. This is my home, and I was able to get into the library program at Wayne State, get my master's in library and information science. I worked for the Times-Herald as their librarian for about 7 years, and then decided that public service was really what I wanted to do. I wanted to give back to my community. And St. Clair County Library System is almost unique in how it's arranged, how it's operated, how it's run. It is a county library, and as you mentioned, it is the first county library in the state of Michigan. It was established in 1917, so we've been around for over 100 years now. And it's interesting in the fact that it is a county department. So we live under the governance of the County Board of Commissioners. But we also have a library board that is autonomous to a certain extent and helps to guide the library system in service for the whole community, which is 150,000 people. It's spread out, like you say, over the whole county. We do have 11 locations. Our branches are, the facilities are owned and maintained by our municipal partners, and the library system provides the expertise, the technology, the materials, and the program. So it's a really wonderful partnership with each of our municipal partners. There's a shared responsibility and a shared support system there for the libraries. And I think it's extraordinarily important to have these branches throughout the county because a local community library not only supports learning for small people, for children, and for parents, and gives relief for, you know, those parents who maybe need a break and bring their kids in, but it also allows for multi-generational program and interaction. And as you say, or your concern in this particular topic is for businesses. There are a lot of things that changed with 2020 and the pandemic. There are a lot of people who went into business for themselves or were looking for something different in their employment, changed careers completely. And I think that the library plays a very big role in exploration for those folks because we have information and resources available.
Right.
If you have a hobby, and I know everybody had a new hobby in 2020 as we were all at home, and maybe wanted to build that into a business, where do you find resources for funding? Where do you find resources for legal advice? Where do you find a place to actually sit and use a computer and not necessarily have to build a bricks and mortar type of business? The library helps with that. We have computers available, wired computers and wireless. And Whether or not you are comfortable with the idea that libraries aren't necessarily the quiet places they used to be, we can provide quiet places for people to conduct business and to have interviews and to have meetings and that sort of thing, whether that's in person or electronically or through remote means. So some of the very basic resources that are available in your libraries are what you would expect, a place. They're a place that you can go to. There are people there, staff, who are very talented and very willing to be helpful in connecting you to all the information that you might need. They may not know, you know, what the answer is, but they certainly know how to find an answer for you. And then, of course, we have books and we have audiovisual materials and that sort of thing. But we also have something that I think is not as recognized as for its importance, but the database information that
right.
we have.
Yeah, I did want you to touch on that a little bit because people think of libraries as free resources. Really, we're paying for them with our tax dollars. But basically, yes, you can think of them as free resources. But that includes databases that people or companies can access to find information they need. So let's talk about that.
Absolutely. I think some of the resources that are very unrecognized or underutilized are things like college prep, career prep databases, adult core skills, things like job and career accelerators, and things like that, vocational studies. These databases, I think, are much more reliable resource for the patron or for the community member than just going out onto Google. And I'm not saying that Google isn't the powerful tool that it is, or that the internet isn't the powerful tool that it is. But when I say it's a tool, it's not necessarily a curated tool. And it takes a lot of time and energy for an individual to sift through all of that information that just bombards you day after day. So if you were to come to the library or even use some of our databases from home, like A to Z database or Consumer Reports, just very basic, Morningstar, we have a database for Morningstar. And I know that that's an important aspect of developing a business plan, having all that information, as well as the EBSCO, EBSCO, Small Business Reference Center. So those databases are curated. The information is vetted, which means that it is trustworthy. And it's not just some individual who happens to build a website of their own and is on Google and you do your search and it's some guy who's got an opinion about business. It's actual vetted information.
Well, I'll give you an example. My organization has a license for the Dun & Bradstreet database, which we use to look up companies to get some basic information about mm-hmm. who they are, where they're located, what their NAICS code is, and similar things. Well, if you just go on Google and you search for company by name, NAICS code, you're going to find at least a half a dozen different databases
right.
where they offer that information purportedly for free. But to your point, you don't know if that information is actually accurate. So the library licenses certain products that are legitimate that people can use.
Correct. Yes. One of the databases that we have available is called A to Z database. And a lot of small business owners or people who are interested in potentially starting a small business look at and use A to Z database to look at even market. Is where we are going to support their small business? Or is it something that they can do from home that will be something that can be shared remotely, you know, doing things like, sending out their materials or sending out their products? The A to Z database is a very powerful tool. You can also go from the library. So we do purchase licenses for some of these databases. But our partnership with the Library of Michigan allows us to also utilize the databases available that the Library of Michigan purchases licensing for through something called MLCAT. So that supplements what we are able to give out to the community. And all of that is supported by the library's community the millage that they graciously trust us with to make these things available to people. And I think that the importance of that trust, we're doing, I think, a fairly good job. I know we can always do better. Everybody can improve. And we're working towards that. The business side of things, the business support system for, you know, manufacturing, for companies that are maybe a bit larger, we do need to grow that. We recognize that St. Clair County is a prime place for business to grow. And so we want to make sure that we're having more resources available and recognizing that we are here for those business owners and those folks who are interested, because I think sometimes the library is never really the top of mind. Not that it should be the most important, although in my life it is the most important. But I do think that it's an opportunity that might be missed if, you know, if you've got somebody who's interested. Just in the newspaper this past Sunday in the Times Herald was an article about a young woman who was started a 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten entrepreneurial opportunity where she took her idea to a bookstore and then children could sign up and they could then get their 1,000 books before kindergarten. Fantastic idea. Anytime you can get books into children's hands, I am all for it.
That's right.
Right. But not once in that article was the library mentioned as an opportunity also. You can always come to the library and get 1,000 books before kindergarten. We can help you. We have professional staff who make sure that there are materials that are for everybody. And some materials that people don't like, they don't have to take them. They don't have to read them.
You have a lot of resources available at the library. People aren't necessarily going to know what those are. And so when they show up at the library, they should be asking one of the librarians, hey, I'm looking for a database that I can use to look for a job. Or I'm looking for a database that I can use to identify potential customers for my new business.
Absolutely. There are teams of staff at every one of our branches. They are ready and willing to answer questions. They're not scary people. Sometimes librarians can be intimidating, especially if you're of a certain age and you know, you've got this person that you maybe would never have approached before. But for all intents and purposes, the staff are there for service to our communities, and that is their purpose. So please don't feel uncomfortable asking. If the question that you're asking or the information that you're looking for is not necessarily available right at your branch, the beauty of our county system is that we're all interconnected. So the collection, the materials collection, the database is all shared in all 11 of the branches. So if you are asking a more in-depth question that requires heavier research, that question might actually go up to the main library, to the professional reference librarians who have their master's degrees and know the resources to, you know, reach into and find that answer for you. I would say that we're really looking forward to the future with this, with the library system. And I think that reaching out and participating in the business aspect and the needs of the business people in St. Clair County is going to be a really smart step for us.
I would agree with you about that. I think when people move to a community for the first time, there are a handful of things that they look for. One of them is, where's the post office? Where's the local school? And then where's the library? I mean, those are the things that people seek out when they first move to that community. So that tells you how important the library system can be for people as a resource, as a meeting place, as a focal point for the community. And you have 11 of them in St. Clair County, and we appreciate everything that you do.
Yeah. I would like to mention that we are doing strategic planning for the library system. There is a survey that's available. We want people's voice. We want to hear what they have to say. There's a survey available through the library's website, through our Facebook page. Postcards went out to every household this last weekend. There's a QR code, or you can just walk in and do the regular paper and pen kind of answers to our survey. So please feel free to have an opportunity to come in and tell us what you would like to see our future for you look like. And we will also be having some public forums in mid-April so that folks can have a voice in that sense as well. So we aren't doing this in a bubble. We want to make certain that we are reflecting what the needs of the community are. So please participate. That'd be lovely.
Could you tell people what the website would be that they would go to find the survey?
Absolutely. The survey can be found on the library's website at stclairecountylibrary.org, and Saint is just the ST.
Right.
stclairecountylibrary.org.
Yeah, so I would encourage everybody at home to look that up or to go into a library, take the survey, and contribute so that the library system can continue to change as everything else is changing,
right,
too. So we want to make sure that the libraries are meeting the needs of the community.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for being on the podcast today, Allison, and telling me about all of these great resources at the library.
I really appreciate the time.
So for those of you who are listening today, remember that your tax dollars are going to fund library operations, and so we should all take advantage of it. I'd also like to give a thank you to the EDA's many public and private supporting members out there. We're grateful for your passion and commitment to the success and growth of our local economy. You can learn more at edascc.com. I'm Dan Casey with the EDA of St. Clair County, and I hope you'll join me again for the next podcast of Our Shoreline, Your Horizon.
Thanks for listening. To hear more, visit the podcast page at wgrt.com or find Our Shoreline, Your Horizon on your favorite podcast app.